Shalom sweetest friends, this year should be a schus for Yaakov and Sarah Esther, Ziva Kagan Bakarov, and for Chana Rachel Bas Miriam, Rivka Lele, the Kali, and the Bari Vishali, Baramachi Bar Vishasagida, Larichus Yamim, Vishanim Tovos. We're going to be learning Mir Tashem, the Sugi of Chiyuv Hanaka, and Kenyan Etain, based on the Sefer Shari Chaim, Abagon Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and Simon Lamed Hei. Gemara in Kedusha and Daf Tesvav and Aleph says, "My time is the Tanakhama. What's the reason that the Tanakhama holds that Mocher Atzmo ain't Manikim Lo? If you sell yourself as an Eved, there's no Hanaka, there's no gift that the Torah says one must give after the release of the Eved. How do we know that Mocher Atzmo is no Hanaka?" Says the Gemara, "Because the Torah has a miut Kabe Machru based in Hanik Tanik Lo." We say lo, but lo le mocher atzmo. So when the Beis Din sells them, it says hanik tanik lo, and this lo excludes a mocher atzmo. Vidach, and the one who holds that mocher atzmo does get a hanaka, he learns lo, but lo le bal chovo, that he gets it and his bal chov doesn't get it. There's no shiva derev nasin here. Shiva derev nasin is that when Reuben owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, then Reuben gives to Levi. So the other man, the Amr, holds. Then Mocher Atzmo does get a Hanaka because he doesn't use the lo to say lo below the Mocher Atzmo. He uses lo to him, lo the Baal Chov, but you don't give it to his Baal Chov, V'idach. And what about the Tanakama who learns lo below the Mocher Atzmo? How does he learn not to give it to the Baal Chov? The answer is because, says the Gemara, Be'alman Amilo Sphir Lake Rav Nasan. He doesn't hold Bechlal of the Shibud of Rav Nasan. So Memela, he doesn't need a miut lo below the Baal Chovo. That's already understood. So therefore, he just uses lo below the Mocher Atzmo. Tosis writes the name of Rabbi Nisano that if we're talking about a milveh, if it's a loan, everybody holds that there's such a thing as shibud de Rav Nasan. And if the malveh, if the lovo is the malveh, and the malveh is the lovo of someone else, then the third party gets it. Everybody holds that by milveh there is shibud de Rav Nasan, and the whole nidon is linyan schirus when someone's hired. So the Tanakama doesn't hold the shibud de Rav Nasan b'schirus, and the same with Hanaka. And therefore, since he doesn't hold of lo below the Baal Chovo, because he b'chal doesn't hold of shibud de Rav Nasan by schirus and also Hanaka, the pasuk remains, the low is free to teach you below the mocher atzma. That's Tosfos. So many of the Achronim ask on the Rambam that on one hand he paskins like Rav Nasan, and it's mashma even in a chov of schirus there is shibud de Rav Nasan. So if this shibud Rav Nasan, we need the low for below the Baal Chovo. If there is shibud de Rav Nasan, then we need the low below the Baal Chovo to exclude by Hanaka Baal Chov, like we see in the Gemara. On the other hand, the Rama Paskin is like the Tanakama, that he learns low below the Mocher Atzmo. So how can he Paskin like both opinions? You can't have it both ways. If you hold low below the Mocher Atzmo, and you don't have lo below the Baal Chovo left. The only reason you can learn lo below the Mocher Atzmo is because you don't bechlal hold of shibud de Rav Nasan. The Rambam does hold of shibud de Rav Nasan. Since the Rambam holds shibud de Rav Nasan, we need a special miut by Hanaka that there is no shibud de Rav Nasan. And yet, the Rambam says that there is a shibud de Rav Nasan, which means that we need the law for law below the Baal Chovo. And yet, the Rambam paskins law below the Mocher Atzmo. So he paskins like both opinions, even though they don't work together. Tanakhama learns law below the Mocher Atzmo because he doesn't need a mute. Because he doesn't hold the Rav Nasan by Schirus and the same by Hanaka. And it's only according to the other opinion that holds of Shibuda de Rav Nassim, according to the other opinion that holds of Shibuda de Rav Nassim, so there you need, normally you have Shibuda de Rav Nassim, and here there isn't, lo b'lo l'bal chov, is what the Rambam's learning. But normally there is Shibuda de Rav Nassim, like the other opinion, not like the Tanakhama, and he has nothing left for lo b'lo mochar atzmo. He doesn't have that extra lo. But yet he paskins like both opinions. The lo works both for lo l'mochar atzmo and for lo b'lo l'bal chov. Rambam has to say for lo v'lo l'bal chovo, because that opinion is in the Gemara, and the Gemara says that the Tanakhama only learned lo v'lo l'mochar atzmo because he doesn't need lo v'lo l'bal chovo, because he doesn't hold the Shibuda Rav Nassim. But if you do hold the Shibuda Rav Nassim like the Rambam does, then you need lo v'lo l'bal chovo, and you don't have one left for lo v'lo l'mochar atzmo, and yet the Rambam paskins both lo v'lo l'mochar atzmo, also the Rambam paskins, even though he holds the Shibuda Rav Nassim. Look in the Ritvan Arsug, in the Mishnah Melech, and Perakil Mechot Avadim Lacha Yud Beis, what they were Metarets. In the Shach, in Simon Peivav, he writes that the Rambam explains that it says in the Gemara, that Ba'al Manami Lo Sfir like Reb Nassim, that's only referring to Mili Ditztaka. And Staka matters, like Maiserani and other Ditztaka. There he doesn't hold Shibud de Reb Nassim. It says in the Tosefta and Peya, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tes Zayin, Maaser Ani Ein Meshalvim Lo Sachov. And the Rambam paskins like this Tosefta and Peya, that Maaser Ani Ein Meshalvim Lo Sachov, the Rambam writes in the sixth Perek of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Halacha Yed Zayin, Maaser Ani Ein Pori Menu Milve. So you're not allowed to pay a debt with Maaser Ani. So that would mean also there's no Shibuda de Rav Nassim in Maaser Ani. Maaser Ani is not to pay debts. So Memela, since Hanukkah has a din staka, we don't need to be memayet a Baal Chov. So originally we understood that Hanoka, we asked Akasha, we understood that Ba'al Manami Lo Sfira Lekor of Nasan means in Schirus, that in Yanei Schirus the Tanakhama doesn't hold of Rav Nassim. And now we're saying it's not Le'inyan Schirus, because if we would say Le'inyan Schirus, so then we said, if Le'inyan Schirus he doesn't hold of Rav Nassim, so Le'inyan Hanaka he also doesn't hold of Rav Nassim. And therefore, the Pasuk is extra to be Memayet Mocher Atzma. But then we ask that the Rambam holds that there is Shibuda de Rav Nassim by a Chov of Schirus. So if there is Shibuda de Rav Nassim by a Chov of Schirus, how could he pass him like the Tanakhama lo b'lo l'mochar atzmo? That was our question. If you hold like the Tanakhama that lo b'lo l'mochar atzmo, then you also have to hold that there's no Shibuda de Rav Nassim by Schirus and Hanukkah. And then the law is extra for Mocher Atzma. The Rambam holds that there is Shibuda de Rav Nassim by Schirus. That's the Mashmos of the Rambam. So you need the law to tell you according to the Rambam, you need the law to tell you that even though there is Shibuda de Rav Nassim by Schirus, there's no Shibuda de Rav Nassim by Hanukkah. So you need the law v'lo l'bal chovo, and you don't have an extra law for law v'lo mochar atzmo. That was our question. But now we're saying that in Achinami, the Rambam holds there's Shibuda de Rav Nassim by Schirus, the Rambam holds there's no shibud of Rav Nassim by tzedakah. So hanukkah is like tzedakah. So since hanukkah is like tzedakah, and there's no shibud of Rav Nassim by tzedakah, you don't need a miut to tell you lo b'lola balchova. Because hanukkah meaning tzedakah already tells you lo b'lola balchova. Because tzedakah doesn't go to a balchov. So originally we thought that we had a kasha in the Rambam, because Mistimas Lashono is, he holds that there is a din of shibud Rav Nassim by schirus when you hire somebody. So you need the law to tell you, but it doesn't go for hanukkah, it doesn't go to a balchov. And now we're saying that you don't need any miut. Why don't you need the miut of law below the balchov? Because it's midin staka, and by staka there's no shibud Rav Nassim. So Mimela, he can pass, and there is shibud Rav Nassim by schirus, but there's no shibud Rav Nassim by hanukkah, because it's like tzedaka, and then he has the extra law to tell you v'lo l'mochar atzmo. So the Mishnah Melech says al derech zu. However, apparently we can explain that even if we say that hanukkah is a chov mammon, and it's not just a mitzvah be'alma like tzedaka, nevertheless, the din of Rav Nassim is still not going to be shaykh. And that's going to be our arbit to prove that even if we say hanukkah is a chov mammon, and it's not just a mitzvah like tzedakah, the shibud of Rav Nassim isn't shayich, and if the shibud of Rav Nassim isn't shayich, mimeila, the Rambam will have the extra low below the mocher atzma. And yet the Rambam can still normally hold that there's such a thing as shibud of Rav Nassim in by schirus, not only by milva, by schirus is also shibud of Rav Nassim, but by hanukkah bedafka. Even though it's a, even if you say it's a chov moment and not staka, there's no shibud of Rav Nassim, so you don't need a law below the balchovo. And mimela, you have the extra law to teach you below the mocher hatzmo, and the Rambam's miyushev. Let's see how we're going to get there. It's a little bit of a derech, but hopefully we'll make it. In the Gemara later on Tezayin Amid Beis, it says, we have one brisa that teaches us that the anak of Am Ivriya goes to herself. Another brisa that teaches us that the anak of the Am Ivriya goes to her father. And the Gemara says it depends. If she has a father, it goes to her father. If she doesn't have a father, it goes to her. And the Gemara says that when it goes to her, it's excluding that it doesn't go to her brothers, because it says that you're not giving your daughters to your sons. V'snachaltem osam livneichem acharechem, osam livneichem v'lo b'nosechem livneichem. Those to your sons, but not your daughters to your sons. So a person is not moris chus bito libno, and therefore the hanukkah does not go to the son. It only goes either to the father or to the daughter. The Rambam, the third parak of Achzavad and Melachat Hesvav, says Va'anak Ama Ivriya, etc. La'via, v'imimesa via kodem shi'avu liyada arein shalatzma. If the father died before it came into his hand, she gets to keep it. Vein lacheba klum, and her brothers don't get anything. Why? Mipnei she'en adam morish chus she'esh lo b'vita livno, because a person isn't morish the schus that he has in his daughter to give it to his son. The Kesef Mishnah says we have to be medaktik in the Rambam. The Rambam says if the father dies before it comes into his hand, mashma, even if it came into her hand, he's not allowed to be morish. The Rambam says, "Vim meisa via kodem shiavu liyado, harei hein shel atzma." So it says, "Kodem shiavu liyado." If the father dies before it came into his hand, then the daughter gets to keep the hanukkah, and the sons don't get it. So the Kesef Mishnah's Medayik, that it says, v'imesa via kodem shiavo liyado, so So it's mashma that even if it came into her hand, he's still not morish. Because the Rambam says that when does she get to keep it? She gets to keep it if the father dies before it comes into his hand. So it's mashma that if she received it, since it didn't yet come into his hand, he's not morish. In order for the father to be morish, it has to mamish come into his hand. But if it didn't yet come into his hand, even if it came into her hand, into the daughter's hand, he's not morish. However, at the beginning of Perek Narish and Espatsa, in Ksubis, it's mashma that if it came into her hand, then he is morish. And the Kesef Mishnah says, "V'tzarach lomar debali yada kabali yada umdami." So we have to explain that when it comes into her hand, it's like coming into his hand. So when it said he died before it came into his hand, it means it even came into her hand, because coming into her hand is like coming into his hand. The Mishnah Lamelech there asks that from the Kesef Mishnah's mashma that if he didn't give it yet, even though the Ama Ivriya was Yotze Mechayah of, and the Adam was already Chayav, nevertheless, he's not Morish. Because when is he Morish? Either when it came into her hand, or it came into his hand. But let's say it came into neither of their hands, even though the girl went out in her father's lifetime, and the Adon was already Chayav, that he can't be Morish. So despite the fact that the father, the Adon is Chayav to give the Hanaka, when the father was still alive, and then the father died before he actually gave it to one of them, that the father can't be Morish. Ask the Mishnah Lamelech, wait, in the beginning of Narish and Espatsa, it's mashma that even if he didn't yet pay, even if the person didn't yet pay what he's Chayav to pay the Naira, that he was Mefata, so he can still be Morish at Labanav. The moment that he's chayiv, you can already be morish. So it's not only when it actually came into the hand, the second there's a chayiv. K'moshe sheninu amda b'din ad shalom meis ha'av, harein shalav. If she was amed b'din and brought her edim before the father died, so they belong to the father. And now if the father dies, now they belong to the brother. So he doesn't actually have to give it, he just has to be chayiv. And we also learn there in the Seif of the Mishnah, that Maisa Yadah, even though she didn't collect it, if the father dies, then it belongs to the brothers, because the Maisa Yadah goes to the father, and if he dies, then the brothers get it. And the father was already zocha in it when the chayiv was chal, not when it actually came into his hand. So why is it mashma from the Kesef Mishnah? That it dafka has to come into one of their hands in order not to be more in order it dafka has to come into one of their hands in order to be morish to the sons, either his hand or her hand, and then he's morish to the sons. But if there's just a chiyuv, then he's not morish to his sons. If there's just a chiyuv that's chal when the father's alive, he's not morish to his sons. We have a Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Narish and Espatsa, that's mashma. Even if he didn't pay, even if it didn't come into any of their hands, it could already be, it already is morish, the father already can bequeath it to his sons, just if there was a hamada b'din. And so it's with Maisi Adayim. She doesn't have to actually collect it. If she was already owed the Maisi Adayim, so they already, it's as if the father has it and he can be morish to the brothers. So the Chidushei Ma'arit in Ma'adura Kama, which is printed at the end of the parak, brought in the Mishnah Melech B'Kitzer, he writes that we have to make a chiluk, because the kasha of the Mishnah Melech was from the din of Maisi Adayim, of the knas, of the payments that she has to make to the Naira's Mefateh. So that's different than the case of Hanaka. Because by Maisi Adah, even though she didn't collect, the father is still Zoche. Why? Because it's Kemam and Shalom, and therefore it could be Morish to his son. So by Maisi Adayim, and by the payment they have to make to the Nara, that already is considered the father's, even before it was actually given, because it was just owed to him. But Hanaka, since we say that a Baal Chov cannot collect from this Hanaka, therefore it's not considered Mamun Gamur that can be collected, and therefore there's no schus for the father. The father isn't zochen it until it actually reaches his hands. So we see a big yesod here in the Mishnah, in the Ma'arit, that by Hanaka, Hanaka is not Mamun Gamur. Since it's not Mamun Gamur, so it can't be, you're not zochen it until it actually comes into your hand. The father isn't zochen it until it actually gets it. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah was talking about. He was talking about Hanaka. Even though the Kesef Mishnah also mentions the Mishnah at the beginning of Narish and Ispatsa. So I'm not so sure that this Teretz of the Ma'arit works with the Kesef Mishnah. But anyway, in the Rambam is holding that by Hanukkah it has to actually come into someone's hand. Why by Hanukkah does it have to actually come into someone's hand? Either his hand or her hand. Certainly his hand. Because there, it's not Mamish, Mam, and Gamor that you can collect. And therefore, until he actually gets it, it's not considered his, that it could be Morishit to his sons. My Shane Kane, in the case of Narishin Ispatsov, and Masi Adayim, there it's considered like Mam and Shalom, the second the person is Chayav, and Memela, the father could be Morishit to his sons, even if he doesn't actually receive it. So we have to explain the gather of this chilik of the Ma'arit a little bit more. There's a machlokas rishonim. If somebody says to his friend, I will give you kach v'kach, or I will give you this field, and then they made a kinyan with a kinyan sudr, or he writes down a shtar, is such a kinyan effective? A person can be mischayev, the lashon chayev ani lecha mana, with a shtar or a kinyan looking subas kuf beza meralef. However, the shayla is, can a person say etain lecha, that's called a kinyan etain, can a person say, I will give you, and make a kinyan on it, and he's actually obligated to give what he said? Because there's a man diyamer that holds that it's not effective, not with the shtar, not with the kinyan sudr, because it's a kinyan dvarim. It's just words. Kinyan dvarim isn't effective. And others hold, no, that it is effective, and it's not included in kinyan dvarim. Look at the Mukhi Yosef and Bafa Basri, Kim Avad Aleph, Ramban there. Kufnim Ches on the Pays. Tur Choshet Mishpat, Simen Kufnim Zayin Uzchaf. Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reshma Mahe, Sif Aleph. So those who hold that it's not a Kenyan Dvarim, and it's not like Osa Kenyan Lachlok, like we have in Bava Basra and Dav Gimel, that they just say they're going to be Cholek the Chotze, that's considered a Kenyan Dvarim. Why? Why here do we say that it's not a Kenyan Dvarim? Because in the case of Kinyan Lachlok, there's no Chiyuv of Mammon. But here, it's like Kanu Miyadu B'Chiyuv Osu Mammon. So the Lashon is not Chayav Ani Lecha, but there is Mammon to talk about here. There is going to be a Chiyuv Mammon. So, Meila, it's not considered Stam a Kinyan Dvarim. Look in the Shura Rashba, Simen Aleph, Simen Elef, Lamed Gimel. However, the other Rishonim hold that it is a Kinyan Dvarim, that since he's not mishabed himself with a chiyuv mamon lechavero, he just promises to give a matana. There's no actual chiyuv mamon. He just promises to give a gift. But not b'lashon chayav ani lecha, not that I have an obligation. I don't have any obligation. But in the future I will give you a gift, a non-obligatory payment. So therefore, since it's not a chiyuv mamon, he's not mishabed himself with a chiyuv mamon, he just mechayiv himself to give a matana, it's considered kinyan dvarim. It's like he was mechayiv to do a maisa for his friend, but there's only a kinyan dvarim. For a real kinyan, you need mammon. There's no mammon here. There's no chiyuv mammon. So we can explain the yesod of the machlokas is that it's clear that there's a difference between the shibu, a person who's mishabed himself and mechayev himself from mana lechavero, from the chiyuv that's chol aydei kinyan etein. That a chiyuv that's chol through shibud and ischayvus is that my friend has money by me. And it's like a chov of halva. If I say chayev in ilucha that I owe you, so you have money by me. And your obligation, now my obligation, is to pay. And you can come to me and say, give me my money. What do you mean your money? Yeah, you said I owe you money. So this is your money. Mashenken the chiyuv that's chol al yidei etein. There it's not pshat that if I say I'm going to give you, you have money by me. Rather, I'm going to give you something of my own. And so it appears in the Beit Shmuel, the Nalaf Sivkot and Vav, B'divrei HaRamah, brought Niktos HaChoshen, Reish Mem Hei Sivkot and Aleph, that in Kinyan Etein there's no schus for the Makabel. You're just ko for the Nosein to be Makayim the Kinyan. And if he dies, you're not yet Motzi Miyarsha, there's no Chi of Maman. And that's Mefurish, like we're saying. By Etein there's no Chi of Maman. He's just promising to give a gift, but by here there's a Chi of Maman. When he says Chayav and Ilucha. So it would appear that everybody holds that it's shayach, that there should be a Torah schiyuv, that a person is mechuyev to give to his friend a matana mishal atzmo. So he's going to have to give it. The question is, can you be mischayev with such a kinyan through a shtar or a kinyan suder? Those who hold that it's not shayach learn that there's only a Torah's kinyan on a cheftz of mammon, and not on a chiyuv gavra. And a kinyan on this chiyuv is like a kinyan dvarim. Here it's only a chiyuv gavra, there's no cheftz of mammon. So you're right, there could be a Torah's chiyuv. The question is, can it be done with a kinyan? Can I be mischayev to give you this with a kinyan suda, with a shtar? Those who hold it's not shaykh say Torah's kinyan is only if there's a cheft of mammon, and not if there's just a chiyuv gavra. Here there's just a chiyuv gavra. There's just a kinyan dvarim. And the others hold no. That since that etain also has Torah's chiyuv shel mammon, and therefore it's not considered a kinyan dvarim, and the kinyan is chal. The Magid Mishnah brings those rishonim who say that in etain it only works with a kinyan sudra, not with a shtar ayin sham. So the explanation is that they hold that Torah's shtar is only on a cheftz of mammon and not on a chi of gavra. And etain, since there's no cheftz of mammon, because my friend doesn't have any money by me, if I say etain, even though I'm obligated to give a matana, you can't talk about a kinyan shtar. Kinyan shtar has to be a cheftz of the mamona. Why is kinyan sudra different? Because kinyan sudra works even in a chiyuv be'alma. It says l'kayim kol dover. L'kayim kol dover is stam chiyuv, it doesn't have to be a chef to the mamona. So we still have a derech to go, but we are concluding the first part of the shir. We had a kash and the Rambam. How could the Rambam pask in both that there is such a thing as shibud of nasan and lo v'lo l'mocher hatzmo, which doesn't work with the Gemara? It's either one way or the other. And we answer that maybe the Rambam normally holds a shibud of Rav Nassan, but here it's mili ditztaka. So therefore the lo v'lo l'mocher hatzmo, the lo is free for lo v'lo l'mocher hatzmo. And Chaim Shmulevitz wants to say that even if you say Hanukkah is a chov mammon and it's not staka, it still isn't shayach. The din of Rav Nassim isn't shayach, and Mimela again, the law is free for the law le mocher atzma, because normally you can hold it for shibud Rav Nassim, but here it's pasha not shayach. That was the first thing we saw. That was the kasha and the teretz without explaining. And then the purpose of the shir is to explain why Hanukkah, even though it's a chof mammon, there's going to be no shibud of nasan. So we saw the Gemara that says that the father is not morish his daughter to his sons. Only what the father gets he can give to his sons, but not the schus of his daughter. And we saw a chiluk between Maisa Yadayim and Hanukkah. That by Hanukkah, in order to be Morisha to his sons, he has to actually receive it. And it's not enough that the chov should just be chal, that his daughter should go free. Whereas by Maisa Yadayim, it's enough that the money should just be owed to the daughter, and that's enough for the father ready to be Morisha to the other sons. If after it's owed to the daughter, the father dies, he can be Morish that to his other sons. But by Hanukkah, it has to actually come into their hand. Why? Because Maisi Adayim, that's his Mamun. But Hanukkah is not considered Mamun Gomorrah. Until he gets it, he can't be Morish it to his sons. We saw Machlokas, if you can do a Kinyan Etain, if the Kinyan Etain is a Kinyan Zvarim or not. And we explained the Yisod of the Machlokas, that the one who holds that it's you can make a Kenyan Etain is because that you can make a Kenyan Etain is because there is a Torah Tzchi of Mammon, and since there's a Torah Tzchi of Mammon, so Kenyan Etain is not going to be a Kenyan Dvarim. And the other opinion holds that that Kenyan Etain with a Shtar or a Kenyan Suder is not effective. Why? Because by Kenyan Etain, the difference between Kenyan Etain and a regular Chi of Mammon is that by Chi of Mammon, you have money by me. You have money by me, or I have money by you. That's a normal chi of mammon. And then you have money by me, you can now demand the money back. But by kinyan etain, it's not pshat that the person who says, I will give you, the other person can say, give me what's mine. No. Even after he says, I'm going to give it, he's still giving of his own. He's not giving what he owes the other person. And therefore, since there's no chiyuv on the money, on the chefts of mammon, so therefore the shtar, the kinyan suder, are not effective, because the shtar and the kinyan suder don't create a chiyuv on any mammon. There's no shibud on the mammon. Afterwards, he has to give of his own, but it's not that the money now is the other person's money. The shtar and kinyan suder only works where this becomes allows the other person to demand the right to give it to him, that it's for him, it's his. But by Kenyan Etain, that's not the case. By Kenyan Etain, it's not the other person's, it's still the giver's until he actually gives it. And before he gives it, when he actually gives it, it's not giving the other person what belongs to him, it's giving of his own. And that might also be the chiluk between those who hold it. Shtar doesn't work and Kenyan Suder does. Shtar doesn't work because there's no cheftz of mammon, but Kenyan Suder does work because Kenyan Suder works in it. And stam achiv, not only achiv mammon. So that's the summary of what we just learned. And with Hashem, we're going to go weiter. Next time, b'li neder, Hashem should give us the koach and the moach. Shalom, shalom, sweetest breath.